early this morning, we learned that one of our front office staff at the high school was tested positive for COVID. Unfortunately, he swabbed yesterday, so we go back and do our contact tracing to Tuesday. And basically, the entire staff has to be quarantined at the Western High School front office. Well, we can't run a school if the entire office is quarantined. So based on that, and then based on the fact that we had a few cases of COVID positive students in the Western Middle School with a couple, a dozen or so kids quarantined, we just made the decision we're going to exercise extreme caution. We're going to move our kids to virtual for the next 2 weeks. The good news is we've prepared for this. We have devices in kids' hands. Our teachers have acclimated to distance learning. Our students are getting better at it. Believe this is isolated to our front office at the high school and to a few middle school students. So we are going to continue. Basically, we have a JV game tonight. I have a varsity game, varsity soccer tonight and varsity football tomorrow. We're going to continue with those activities unless, of course, we get a positive case or we have symptoms or we have to, exposure and have to quarantine people. At this point, we don't believe our students were in an exposure situation at the high school. And again, it depends. When you read the Jackson County Health Department guidelines, if you're exposed to someone who's positive for more than 15 minutes in close proximity, then you should quarantine.